Are you ready to rumble? Okay.
I'm ready. Andrea,
today on the podcast, Andrea and I are going to be sharing our top 10 one-offs of the last 3 years, the Hallmark Mysteries, and which we most want to see them make new episodes of. So, Andrea, you're ready to rumble, huh?
Ready.
I have Let's a feeling our lists are going to be a lot of the same, but I think we're going to have some things that are misplaced compared to
Oh, for sure.
This is Eric.
And this is Andrea.
Hallmark Mysteries.
And more.
This podcast was created by fans for fans and is not affiliated with or sponsored by Hallmark or the Hallmark Channel.
Okay, Andrea. I have to say, as I was prepping for this, I thought it was going to be hard and I was going to be juggling and mixing them all around. I honestly laid it out and I was like, oh, that's my list. I had one that I flip-flopped and that was it. How about you?
I'm just looking at my list again because I did this last week and I had wrote them on a post-it note and I shared it with you. And then I just kind of ranked them and crossed them out. There was only one movie I did need to rewatch. So I did rewatch Nikki and Nora because that was the one I was like, oh, to give it a fair ranking, I feel like I need to watch it once more. Yeah, and I felt pretty confident. Actually, where after watching it, it stayed right where it was. I never moved it. So interesting, I found.
All right. Well, then why don't you... So just for everyone knows, these are movies that have not officially been announced that they're in production. So it's basically took Cases of Mystery Lane off. So that's not going to be on either of our lists. Other ones that we've heard rumblings about, like Jane Mysteries, Dancing Detective, Aurora Tea Garden, where we've heard it, but it's not officially been announced, those can be on our lists. There were 13 movies. So there's three that did not make the list. At the very end, we'll sort of do a little quick why they didn't make the list. Doesn't necessarily mean they're bad. And I will also say, and I don't know about you.
In my case, it does.
I did not rank them. Mine are not ranked necessarily. While it is an influence, mine are not ranked on what my favorite movies are. They're just ranked on what I most want to see a next one of. Fine line, and yes, definitely being enjoyable was very influential on it, but there's a couple of them on there where I just want to see more of the story. And I think it has that opportunity. So mostly towards the bottom. Well,
as I say, mine are not ranked like that. So what I want to see more of, ones I enjoyed and interesting. So we'll see how this goes.
All right. Well, why don't you kick us off with what was your number 10?
This one might surprise you. My number 10 is Dancing Detective.
It totally surprises me.
Yeah, it made my list. I mean, really, that's about all I have to say about it. It's on my list. It made number 10. There's three that I thought were worse. So there we go.
That is a glowing review. In fact, I would not be surprised to see Hallmark use that when they re-air it. As Hallmark Mysteries and More, Andrea says, it made the list and there are worse movies. All right. Well, my 10, and this is kind of why I prefaced it, is Family History Mysteries. While I can't say I thought it was the 10th best mystery, maybe it was right around there. I just think it has a compelling story. I think they laid enough groundwork where I'm interested. I think it has a lot of potential to dive into different things. So I'm curious. And that's where it gets on there. So I would like to see more and see if it can develop, because it could either be really interesting or it can crash and burn and just sort of be what that first episode was, which was interesting. Such glowing reviews we have for the 10. Our 10.
Was it interesting?
It was. I mean, come on. Like, aside from the weirdness of the blind guy, one neighbor over, like I say, the genetic thing and all that has, I think there's a lot of possibilities where you could go with that.
Well, sliding into my number nine, Nikki and Nora. I know.
Are you drinking this early in the morning?
You don't even
I know,
drink.
make me started.
And again, I rewatched this movie. So when I first put it in at number nine, I was like, you know what? Everyone loves this movie. Let me give it another watch. Do I agree? Would I like to see more? For sure. This does not mean I hated the movie. Like, I would totally, basically, from here on up, I really enjoyed all of these movies. But of the ones, I do feel like there are some that I would prefer to see over this one. I liked the dynamic. There was just something about it I couldn't get into this movie. I don't know if it was the way it was filmed. I found the sisters, like Rihanna, I've seen her in other movies. I really enjoyed her. I feel like maybe she was more quieter in this one. So I didn't necessarily like maybe some of the acting choices that she made in this movie. So if they maybe pepped it up a little bit, I liked the sister. Maybe they did that to balance Hunter King's character, which is, you know, more bubbly and out there. So that's kind of where it landed for me. I did remember the twist and who the killer was. I did enjoy that aspect at the end. It
Wait,
left.
you did predict who the killer was when you
Well,
watched it,
I
or you?
remembered from
Okay.
the first time. So I remembered from the, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, he did it. But I, again, it just, I feel like there are some that I would like to see more of. But I liked how they left it like, hey, this is our new, we're gonna, you know, play detectives and we're going to do this. So again, I wouldn't mind seeing more of this for sure. I just feel like there's little things I would like to flesh out as a whole for the series. I know people love this one, so I'm sorry it's so low.
I will say that, spoiler alert, it's higher on my list. And in my act of revenge, my number
Uh-oh.
nine is Haunted Harmony Mysteries. Since I know you love that one. To be honest, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. My thing is, it's kind of like the flip-flop of the Family Histories, while I think it was considerably more enjoyable than Family History Mysteries. I just don't really think it has the legs to make a whole bunch more and not get kind of redundant and boring or chicky. Is chicky? I don't know. Whatever that little corny, I'll go with
So,
corny.
on that note, how many do you think would be an ideal number for these mysteries? Like, what's a good number for them to stop at before they get old and stale? Just mysteries in general.
Well, I don't know, and it's interesting you say that because Hacks on HBO, I think it is, if I'm not
Yeah.
mistaken, is coming into its third season, and so my wife's all excited. And third seasons of series, I think, always suffer. I don't know. Gourmet Detective went five, and I could have had more. Crossword Mysteries went five. I could have had more. Aurora Tea Garden went 18, and I think that was 17 too many. Like, here's a good one. Mystery 101, that's seven, right? I think they could have wrapped it up with that eighth, and that would have been perfect. I am not, I guess, like other people who think they should go on indefinitely. If they are, then they should turn it into something more like that. What's that show called again? Oh, yeah, Murder, She Wrote, right? That little more, like, hour-long episodical one. I think there, because quite frankly, there's a lot of really good new mysteries that are here. Like, I was surprised at how many made my list. So I don't know. What about you?
I mean, I think that eight is kind of a good range as well, because the 18, I mean, yes, we loved it, but then having now gone back, or I loved it, you didn't, like Garage Sale and Aurora, having gone back and watched some of the later ones, I'm like, oh, this, you can definitely feel the difference. You know, the actors, they get a little bored. I'm sure, like, how do they stay interested in this character and evolve this character? So I think that kind of suffers. Even my Murder, She Wrote, the earlier seasons are a little bit better. And like the last few seasons, I would say like 10, 11, 12, they get a little more dicey and, you know, they're just not the same now. Also, technology changes throughout Murder, She Wrote as well. So they have like, hey, we're on a computer instead of a typewriter, you know, when she does her manuscripts. So like some of that stuff is kind of fun to see on those longer, you know, movies, but I don't know how much things have changed. I mean, maybe they will, I guess, in 10 years from now, if they keep doing movies. You know, how does society change and technology change? I think that's kind of fun to look back at and see. But you can't necessarily see that present day as reviewing it per se. So I think the 8 is probably, that is enough for me. And then I'm ready for something else.
I know you weren't a fan of Picture Perfect Mysteries, but that did do the three that I thought completely told a story. So that's where I think unless it's a terrible one where we're like, okay, we don't need to see any more of that. I think 3 to 8. That's where I'm gonna put my little stamp.
I would agree.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Number 8 for me. Did you say your number 9? Yes, you did.
I
Hun
did.
Harmony, you insulted my. That made my list a little higher.
That's awesome.
Number 8, Crimes of Fashion is for me. Again, I liked that. We just reviewed it. I would like to see more, but the other ones on my list, I would like to see a little bit more of. I feel like there's more story maybe to tell in some of the other ones. This would be one that I feel could fit in that 3 movie threshold well. I don't know if they how much more they can pull out of, this story or these characters. Maybe they could, but they didn't give us some of the other ones that are higher on my list. They left us with a little more. So that's where it landed for me.
Well, I'll say this is one of those ones where you and I are exactly the same. Like I say, it seems like we're either dialed in or we're polar opposite. And exactly what you said. And I agree with you. I think the three would be the perfect amount for this because that role and was, I think you could have totally exhaust it. So I agree with everything you said. I'm going to do my number 7 because I think this may be a little one where we
So
do
your 8 was
disagree.
also Crimes of
Yes.
Fashion. Yeah.
Yep. My number 7 is Cut Color Murder. And I know
Wow.
that, yes. And this is the once again the example of I think it's probably one of the best mysteries. My thing is, I don't know, it's just been so long that I've kind of put it to bed and moved on emotionally. And I'm just not
Have you
invested.
watched it recently?
Actually, I just watched it
Oh,
like
funny.
a month ago, ironically. And I guess I'm just moved on, and there's so many other ones that I want to see that are fresher for me, and I guess it's sad I kind of have given up on it. So that's why it's slow for me. It has nothing to do with the quality of the mystery. I think it's great. And then that cliffhanger that I do like. Well, who are those pictures? Those unanswered. I just have moved on.
Well, my number 7 is different. It's the Aurora Tea Garden prequels. I again, when I first watched it, wasn't a big fan. Having now had some more space, I watched it again and I did actually really enjoy it. I mean, this is kind of where I'm torn. I'm like, do I want more of kind of those same characters, or am I ready to move on from the series as a whole? But I think the acting was so good, and we have such strong young actors in the prequel that I wouldn't mind seeing a couple more of them just to kind of flesh out that story. Because eventually, obviously, the age, it will catch up to the, present day Aurora. So that would be one, like a 3 to 5 for that was probably, best. So that's where this one landed for me. Again, I would like more. I just don't think this one has a ton of legs to go on past that 3 to 5 mark. But I would be okay. I've warmed up to it.
All right. I think that was pretty good analysis there. I'm going with my number 6 now, which is True Justice. And like I say, I was surprised that this was 6, but then I was just looking at what was above it, and I was like, oh, it's just at this point, we're just in really, I think for me, movies that I just really, really enjoyed. And so 6 is not a bad spot to be, though it seems like it's the bottom half. I thought the acting was great. I thought the characters were great. The Justice Warriors, I love seeing those guys. I think there's like ways you can break it up and focus on different ones. It doesn't always have to be Kat McNamara as the lead. You could have PJ one where she's more the lead and everything like that. So I think it has a lot of ways you could go with it. And I just thought it was, kudos to Nikki and Megan. I thought it was well written and a fun mystery. So I loved it. I would love to see more. It's interesting. Now you have me thinking of how many can you go? I think this is one of the ones where it really does have a little more legs to get more towards that 8 because they're in law school. You can get them after graduation. There's just life events, there's enough characters that are developed that are interesting that you could do several of these without it getting stale.
I'm surprised. So far, I was expecting some of these you to be higher in some of them. This is kind of shocking to me how our lists are shaking up here. My number six is Crime Time. Again, I liked it. I found it funny. If this is higher on your list than mine, I'm very shocked at this because I feel like I was higher on this movie than you were. Just as far as legs, I feel like there are some legs to grow with this one, but I just feel like I'm more interested in some of the stories. Like my top five, I'm more interested in, you know, those stories being told than a ton of this one. This is like your cozy mystery with some comedy. Like this is kind of your warm cup of tea type of mystery that is just a fun time. And I think there's a place for those. And so this one, that one kind of falls in that category for myself.
All right. I cannot say if it is above or not on my list.
Oh, so no.
There's a chance.
Gosh.
There is a chance. I will drop my number five, Mystery Island. And
I thought that was going to be your one. What?
It is. Nope. Wow. Mystery Island. Love it. Thought it was such a fun romp. I think you could go on and on and on with this one. And just because you have like introducing all new characters to it. And in fact, I don't even think the main leads need to be the same. I think the island really is the core interesting aspect of it. Now, I do like the leads. I thought Elizabeth Hedstrom, whatever, she was fantastic. I thought she was cute, adorable, fun, just a great sleuth. And Baroness Janey, I've been very vocal where she almost rivals Marla as a sidekick. She's just great. I just found it a lot of fun. And it was just one of the ones where it wasn't necessarily like, you know, you look at maybe some of the other mysteries that are a little darker. I was just smiling this entire mystery, having a blast with it. So number five, I know it, I think it's, this is one of the ones too, where when you look at feedback, it seems to be a love it or hate it. There's not very much in between. I think for some people they like that kind, and other people just like more mystery. So kind of where you know, the Crime Time, that one also had a little, seemed like it had a little hit or miss depending on people's how they value humor in their in their mysteries. All right.
Well, my number five has already been.
Did we nail it? Are we Mystery Island again for you?
Yeah, I am on you. Everyone knows I am on the hate it side of that one, so that might not have made my list. We have Cut Color Murder for myself at number five. I'm surprised this, I'm higher on it than you are. I have not moved on from it. So I just watched this one probably about a month ago myself. And this is one where I was like, oh, which one do I want more of? Because I always see, you know, you posting on our socials about Nikki and Nora and Cut Color Murder. So I was like, let me watch these to refresh both of these mysteries. And I will say this one obviously is much higher than Nikki and Nora on my list. And I really, after watching it that second time, I mean, the ending, that is just such a killer ending where they left you with so many questions. And you're like, ooh, could this guy be a, could the good guy be a bad guy? Like they did in Nikki and Nora. And, you know, like the town, I mean, the town people, you know, I like the cozy town. They have a great lead. They have a great detective. All of the things that I enjoy, it's there. So this one for me has like, it has room to grow. I could see this one going, you know, a distance for 8 to 10, and I'd be content with that.
I will not argue that it is a great ending. And part of the thing too, I guess for me, is there, one of my pet peeves, I know these are Hallmark universe and we have to let things go, but when the little nosy sleuth commits crimes themselves, it kind of bugged me and Hannah when they did their breaking and entering. But when she goes and like logs into the sheriff's computer, you know, and to get her evidence, like just things like that, that's what sort of sets it back for me. But I will say, yeah, It is. I can't argue with anything you said. And like, if you had number one, I wouldn't have fought you with this as being your number one. And primarily because of that ending, like you say, it is. This is fantastic. All right, what's your number four?
Mine is also one you've named, True Justice. So True Justice is my number four. Again, I'm surprised I had this higher than you, but everything that you said, I completely agree on. Like, I think this one has room to grow with all of the characters. Like every movie, you can focus on a different character. I think this one could easily go the 18 that, Garage Sale and Aurora did and not get stale because of that. You can even bring in new characters. Some might leave and go to a different branch, and you bring in a fresh person. So I just feel like this one has some great, and again, great writing. I was not high on this going into it. I was thinking this movie was going to be awful because I'm not a big courtroom mystery person. That's just not my jam. But this did enough of like, they had so much different things going on that it really did entertain me, and it brought me into the movie instead of too much in the courtroom. Because that's the one thing with Darrow and Darrow. It's a lot of courtroom. And so it's not necessarily my favorite place to be. I know you love it. I know. Wendy Malick. I know.
Yes.
What's your number four?
I'll just say, by the way, that going back to your True Justice, that it would be actually interesting, like you said, introducing new characters, having them come and go, which is something we really haven't, like, we've seen it by replacing characters just because whatever character is no longer available or something like that. But really, to bring in, just sort of change it through, you're right. It just has that core that's built so strong, like the SUVs or Law and Orders, where it could just go, and the people come and go and still be interesting. So that's actually an interesting take. Okay, my number four is Aurora Tea Garden. I'll say Evan Roderick, kudos to you. He was just so good in this that I want to see more of him. I also thought Skyler Samuels, and I'm been very vocal about it. I think she, in her one episode, was better than Candace in 18 or 17, whatever it is, episodes. I thought the young group of them were just really good. I loved seeing them. I think that the story was interesting and fun. It was modern. And I just want to see more of them. I agree with you 100%, and I hadn't really thought about it until you mentioned it, but I do think it has a finite life too. I don't think it should go into Skylar being 40 years old, where it's overrun with the current ones. As much as I'm not a fan of them, it should just get you to a present day. I loved to, to explain Sally and her whole relationship thing, why we're never going to talk about it again, and it sort of explains why Sally is empty. I think it would benefit from maybe getting interjected with some maybe. While I love the young stars, like I said, that's one of my biggest draws. I think maybe injecting, kind of like we had True Justice, with just a little bit of Nikki DeLoach and Ben Ayers. Like, I think there's room where you could bring that in. So whether you bring back Peter Benson maybe as another character, or just someone else that we love from the Hallmark universe and bring them into it, I think would help the show. Because I think one of the things a lot of people struggle with, I don't myself, but they want to see some faces they're more familiar with. And I think bringing it in would just help expand that acceptance. Like I say, it didn't affect me because obviously I have it ranked fourth. Love the young talent. I love seeing new, young, fresh faces. But I think that would help the series get a little wider acceptance. So let's go recruit somebody and bring in Tyler Hines as Evan's dad or something like that. Some big one of those Hallmarkies. They have a some time to spare. All right, you're number three.
Well, we haven't said this one yet. My number three is the Jane Mysteries. I adore it. This is probably higher than, I don't know if anyone else has this high on their list, but I love Jodie Sweetin. I love the premise of the movies. This is one I had a good time with. I've watched this multiple times myself. Anytime it's on, I actually will watch it. We've heard rumblings that there could be, another one in the works. I'm hoping that there will be. Steven Hazar, again, he shines, I think, as a detective. And so getting him, don't you think?
I'll talk about it in a second.
Okay. I was like, but he does. I mean, in this movie, I think if they can give him a little bit more, I think that that's his starring role from Ruby Herring. We know he's capable of that. And so for me, I just adore this series. I think it's just a fun time. She was my favorite sister on Full House growing up.
I know you
I
go
was
back to your
closer to
little
her age.
90s stuff.
So
All
I feel like
your
there's some of that as
nostalgia
well.
comes in.
I'm pretty sure that's also why. I can't help it. Sorry.
So we are, for the most part, podcast audio. When Andrea said Steven was a great detective in this, people could not see the shock look that just overtook my face. So, all right, my number
What?
three.
I mean, like Ruby, you liked him in
I
Ruby. What?
love, yes, I will not argue there. My number three, I guess will surprise you, Crime Time.
It
I thought
does.
it was just kind of like where I went with Mystery Island, just a
Wow.
fun romp. Luke was amazing in his role. He just played it, kind of the straight guy with just a little bit of humor, just really well. But Lindy, didn't love her before. I always thought she was okay. She's sort of the one that's the ones who didn't love, didn't hate, just was an actress. After this one,
Agree.
adored her. She was so good in it. When you said, oh, you're surprised that I was going to have it potentially ranked higher, which I clearly do. My thing was just there were those couple moments where they went just a little too far on some of the joke. I think they just need to pull it back. Plus, we talk backs. I need to see more backs, right? He's backtastic. And so I wanna see more in that. I think it has a lot of fun. I do agree with you though. If you look at the list, it's kind of probably the most one of the more cozy, old schoolish type Hallmark mysteries where a lot of them now have maybe a little more
Edge,
grit-ish,
yeah.
yeah, to them. Whereas this one is just that cozy, fun, sleuthy type thing. Loved it. Wanna see more. Craig, the writer, was actually here in Phoenix and we were going to get together and he's going to the role. He went to the Rolling Stones concert, but he ended up, his buddies, they hangovered it and were all like out at something. And so we did not get together, but I would have told him dial back just a touch because for the most part, 95% of the writing was just brilliant, fun, great time. By the way, I think he wrote this Crime Time. I think he also wrote Haunted Harmony. I think he's the same writer. I probably should have actually looked that up on IMDb to double check, as we're supposed to be a authority on these things. I'm going off old memory, but I believe he wrote both. If not, just disregard. Okay,
Well,
what's your number two?
that's a good segue. My number two is Haunted Harmony. I had this as my top movie from 2023, not including Christmas, but like my top movie of the year. I really loved it. I loved it way more than you do, clearly, but like I find the element of having the ghost and solving the mystery, and I've talked about it before with like that Monk movie and having, did you ever finish Monk?
I did not. I thought we were going to,
Oh,
I was waiting for you
Eric.
because we were going to watch it together and review it. So I was
I've
waiting
already
for you to
seen
bring
it.
it up again. All right,
Okay.
I'll watch it.
Well, I so the ending. So this is where you have to watch it. So you can kind of see what I'm talking about is having, the different ghosts and helping solve different murder mysteries and helping resolve that for, the spirit as well as the humans who are still alive. I find that to be a fun, I don't know if that's the direction that will take it, but I find that to be great. That's where if you did have drinks with this writer, you could say, hey, Andrew's got a great idea for where to take this series. Like he doesn't have them
After a
already.
few drinks, he may have gone with it.
So that's where I think there's some fun to be had. Who doesn't love, like, actually, sometimes I don't like the international because I didn't like the Dancing Detective international aspect, but for some reason, the
Movie list.
Ireland, it worked for me. I think it's just so beautiful. And
Wait,
again, it
wait,
was a
wait, wait,
small,
wait,
cozy
wait, wait,
town.
wait. who doesn't like the international movies? It's never the international thing. It's, oh, they went there and they blew all the budget on the destination, so the story or the rest of it sucked, but it wasn't the destination. Like
No,
nobody could
that's a
argue.
great point. It is totally that, because I'm even thinking, coming back to my favorite show, when every time, like the probably one of the lowest Murder She Wrote like rankings on IMDb is the one that she did in Tokyo. It was like just awful. Like it was just not a fun movie and or movie TV show. But I find that sometimes, I suppose, that now that you say that, I'm like, there is probably a good chance of that element is they did blow it on the budget and nobody paid attention to what story are we actually telling in this destination. And then, or they had too much focus on like the outer or not the main characters. Sometimes that happens. And so then you get the side piece characters that should you be invested in? Oh, like the Catch Me Spy one that they did. We didn't put this on our list. The, you know, which one I'm talking about that the Hallmark did? What was that spy one?
Wait, going back with Natalie, what's her name?
Let me look on To Catch a Spy.
Yeah, To Catch a Spy.
We didn't put that on our list. That wouldn't have made my ranking anyway. I didn't
Oh, but that
really
was,
care for that.
I don't think that was ever a, I think that was a one-off. And that may all, that's also, I think, before
Was
this.
2021.
Yeah.
And so that one,
We started Cut Color, which was 22.
2022.
So this was before.
So that type of one, I think that they miss the boat, I think, on that movie. And so sometimes I feel like that's what happens in when they go international, is they focus too much on the wrong thing, and then I don't care enough about the main characters. But I felt like this movie, you know, Haunted Harmony, they did focus in on the main character, so you did develop the story, and Ireland was just the backdrop, and so you just got to enjoy the beautiful scenery and the little pubs and the cliffs and all of those things.
I guess it Eamon that or Eamon, whatever, that was the ghost. Like, that's my thing, is he apparently went away. So are they gonna have a new ghost? And if not, he went away. So that's my thing. That's my stumbling block when I said I
But they're
didn't think he had
ghosts. Ghosts
legs.
can come back. They're
No,
ghosts.
he
They
went
just
off
pop
because
in and out.
he got everything resolved. So he's now happy off in
But
space
then
with
he wants a
his
job in his ghost land. And so then he pops back down to help
I
out.
know. I just, like I said, that's where I just have a struggle with it. But it's Hallmark University. Hallmark University. It's Hallmark Universe. So things like this don't matter. You can do whatever you want to do in Hallmark Universe, which in Hallmark Universe, I will give my number two, Francesca Quinn, PI. Just, it's not like any other mystery on Hallmark, I don't think. It is definitely grittier. It just, every single thing about this mystery is different. I'll put it again, the kind of like that Mystery Island Crime Time one where there's a love hate. A lot of people just in Hallmark world didn't want something that was this, I don't want to say dark, but maybe dark. But and Mallory Jansen is so freaking good at Frankie. She just nails it. She is so good. Powerful, powerful, which is funny because I love her as an actress, but I like her because she's just cute and bubbly in all those other roles. You know, her pen pal, the whatever, the 12 Gifts of Christmas or whatever, that one that she was in where she's like not Frankie. I didn't know she had this in her, right? And when I saw the first coming out, I remember thinking, oh, great, it's going to be like a cute thing. And no, it wasn't. It was powerful. I think John Christian Plummer wrote a just fantastic script across the board. Everything about this is good. It just, the only thing I can think of is it just doesn't fit Hallmark. It's just, and this will sound, I don't know how to say it because it's not like too good. It's just not that same, like I say, it's just different than every other single mystery. And that may just have them like confused. Maybe it's like the thing, you know how they're releasing things on the app. Maybe it becomes an app movie. I'm fine with that. But it needs to be more. We need more Frankie. She is so, so good.
Well, that is also my number one.
I knew it was.
and yes,
I,
if
like
people know
I couldn't
me,
see
they
that
know.
from like
I
6 miles
know.
away.
Oh, no. That Francesca Quinn is my number one. I I adore this movie. I've watched it again every time it comes on. It's based in Minnesota. Shout out. I am a Minnesotan. So I love that aspect. I feel like it is also, you know, it's a darker, you know, mystery. And so I feel like maybe that is part of the problem. But I feel like Mystery 101 was kind of a little bit on the darker side.
It was still had cute romance and had silly dad.
I mean, but we only watched the one movie. Like if they develop more of this, they could soften it a little to like help edge, you know, to help round out some of those edges. But I personally appreciated the edges. I enjoyed how it was filmed. I enjoyed the voiceovers. If you're into old school mysteries, I feel like that is something that you just are like, that is excellent. And just her voice, like it was perfect. I mean, just the way that she, you know, read that of in between scenes and just kind of that back dialogue. You know, if you're not into the old school mysteries, that probably is something that you might have hated about it because, you know, you're either probably loving that or not. So for me, it worked. I also enjoyed all of the acting. I'm trying to think of even like the male leads. I enjoyed all of them. I enjoyed the detective. I mean, if you're going to be in that police station, you got to enjoy some of those supporting, you know, characters as we talk about in like Mason. Do they, you know, they clowned him out in the beginning. Now they've softened him up. And so those all were great characters. I feel like there is room to grow because they drive into the city, you know, of Minneapolis and then they leave. So that aspect is you got the setting, yeah, which I think is an excellent setting. They used actual stills of Minneapolis, which was great.
I forgot the Minneapolis connection to it
too. Yes. Yeah. It's the Minnesotan. So that to me is nice because Hannah Swenson doesn't use any stills of, you know, true Minnesota. And so that's kind of fun to kind of see if people who are local or in the Midwest to see that. So that's where it landed for myself. I would love more of this. I know that this is not as heavily loved movie. Like we have it very highly ranked, but I feel like we could be in the minority there. I don't know if a lot of people really, really love Francesca as much as we do.
Well, I think it's, like I say, I think it's because it's not like any other Hallmark, right? It just has a niche appeal. And like you said, that old school mystery, grittier, And by the way, you didn't mention, is it Terrell Rothery? I think her name, the evil. She was so good in this too, being the evil stepmom and all that.
I mean, they could have her in jail still, right?
She can keep going because she committed her crime from, well, some of her crime from jail. So that character even has legs to keep going.
Totally. So
everything about it, great. John, you wrote a fantastic mystery. I'm glad that this got pulled off the shelf and produced. So thank you very much.
What is your one?
Like I said, since we saw yours coming from 6 miles away, I think he can see mine coming from 6 miles away as well. I love me Nikki and Nora. They're great. I love the juxtaposition of the two sisters. I see where you're coming from because it's kind of like we just talked about with Mallory, where Renonan usually is more of a bubbly type, like her personality, we're more accustomed to being more like Hunter, whereas she does play a little more straight, but that's her role as the sister. But I think they did show her softening up. I think though, that's part of the character. She had to toughen up, like with the whole thing with their parents, they sort of, the two sisters went two different directions, right? One just, I'm going to be so buttoned up, I'm not going to let anything come in and I'm going to be prepared for everything and all that. Whereas the other one sort of just like, oh, hell, I'll just be this free spirit, right? So they sort of went the different ways. I think coming back, the detective agency has just so much potential because you can have different cases coming in, you know, kind of like you liked the Jane mysteries with that. That has a lot of room to keep coming and always being fresh because, you know, one of our things is how many, we joke, how many murders can you have at Elk Park Prep or Lake Eden, you know, like these little towns are just so full of death. Whereas a detective agency, it all makes sense to keep coming. I think that both Hunter and Ronan are just two of the best young talents. They, as I said, they're young enough where they can keep going for several years. You know, what is that magic number of where it caps? Is it that 8? Couldn't it go longer? Maybe, kind of like we said with the Justice Wars. Maybe. I would say that five to eight would probably be a sweet spot for this to keep them all fresh in there, because their relationship too can, obviously they're coming
Depends on
together
what that
and
mystery
everything.
is with their parents.
So,
Like, how could
right.
they,
That's.
like, they could really flesh that out if there is some like intrigue there. What were they? Maybe they were in the CIA. Maybe they were on
You can
America's
tease.
Most Wanted. I don't know what was going on there.
And you can tease that out for a couple episodes, but at some
Yes.
point you can't like keep it
Well, then
going. You have to
you pull
reveal
it
it,
out, correct.
right?
But
Because
then maybe
otherwise
they went on adventures
it'll
that
get
the
annoying.
girls could go on
Prequels.
adventures.
I love me
Yes.
prequels. All right, so Nikki and Nora, my number one. I don't think there is any surprise in our number ones. I think we had a couple little surprises along the way.
Now
So
I am intrigued. So thinking of the three that we ditched that didn't make our list. So we only have one that is the same between the two of us. So I do
seven.
find that is interesting to see just because mysteries, they can be so different and who likes what. So I do find some intrigue there.
I will say Dancing Detective and Family History was sort of that little thing where I had to think, which one do I want? And
Wait,
the
so you
reason,
ditched, did you ditch dancing? Which ones did you ditch?
so I ditched Dancing, I ditched Jane, and I ditched Gilded. And Gilded is the one where we both, neither of us included. So I'll say Dancing was,
Interesting.
I thought that being number 10. And the reason why I don't have it on here is I think I enjoyed it more than Family History, but I just don't see being captivated again and again by some sort of d dancing storyline that goes travels around. It seems like it would just get old, and I like you would need to develop that character into something beyond a dancer. So I just it felt more one-offish, kind of like we just To Catch a Spy was a one-off type feel to it. It didn't, didn't have that feeling like you needed more Wedding Planner mysteries. To catch an or Nanny, what's the Nanny Detective one? Whatever that one
That
was. Like those are just had that feel. And Dancing Detective surprised me. It just seemed pigeonholed to me with the character.
I mean, I completely agree. I would have barely made this list, but the three I left off in front of it, I really didn't like any of those three. And so I like Dancing Detective better than those three. That's the only reason that it snuck onto my list.
And I'll touch on Jane. The reason why Jane is there is it just didn't do enough to pull me in. And I thought it just was a complete misuse of Huzzar, because Stephen is such a good detective. And other than the shirtless scene, they didn't give us enough. He should have been
But
a
they can develop that.
strong
They can
character.
develop
Sure.
that.
Sure. And if they did that, I probably would be more in. I liked Aunt Sadie. I thought she was a
Yes,
fun
yes.
one, but
The costumes were awesome in this one.
it just didn't pull me in. And like I say,
You didn't
they just
watch Full
misused them.
House.
So I didn't watch Full House.
Oh, see, that's why.
So that was my reason of why it didn't make it. I just think they misused them, and it should have, we talked about this before. They tried doing so much things that it just, they should have focused a little bit more, had a little bit more in those characters. Like I thought they did a good job with Sadie and Sadie, but they should have just built a little bit more. And then also I thought the mystery being the 15 years old thing was just eh. So it's why I didn't make my list. And then Gilded, I think it actually, of all of them, I think it has the most legs to have a good ongoing thing. I just think it needs a lot of work. I think personally, and I hate to tell people because I don't know how the jobs work, and I'll say this, I just think from a directorial standpoint, they made some decisions that just didn't work for the mystery and made it fall flat.
Well, I'll start with my one that I really didn't like, the family history mystery. I really, there was no way that was making my list. I found that to be so boring. There was no dead bodies in this one.
No,
And
of course not.
that, I know, it's just a very, it wasn't a super like entertaining mystery to me. So it just kind of fell flat. Mystery Island, we all know, I just cannot, I don't like that movie. I don't know why. There's just, I've tried to watch it. I think I did try twice. No, maybe three times in the beginning. And I cannot get into it. I know that people love it. It's just one that is just doesn't work for me. And then The Gilded. Oh man. Oh man. That one is The setting, I completely agree with you. There is so much room to have this be a great movie. Like there's the period mystery, amazing. Like take me back in time and have all this, awesome. Agree with maybe some of the directing. I would need some of the cast replaced because some of the acting was very hard for myself to get through. And so that was a big thing for me. I mean, really, if we had some different casting, I would love for Hallmark to do this again, maybe not in the Gilded Age, but a similar period piece and take us back with a different cast, maybe a different director. I don't even care. I've heard the books are really great. I know you read them. I mean, maybe even stick to the books. I don't know. We just need a revamp of this one. And I feel like this could have been a really big hit for them, but we didn't quite stick the landing there.
I won't argue. I won't argue.
Well,
Fun
do we want to
list.
say here, will you talk about what we're going to do next? I'm going to pull up comments because we had people comment on what they wanted to see,
Oh.
what their top three was. So I'll pull up those comments. Will you tell us what we're watching next?
Okay. So next, we're going to go a little different. We're going to do three bedrooms, two ghosts, and no, not two ghosts, three bedrooms, two baths, and one ghost. Two ghosts would be fun. While this isn't your traditional mystery kind of thing, it is going to be airing on Hallmark Mystery Channel. It does have sort of a mystery element to it, and we thought it would just be a fun little different type of movie for us to talk about. And Christopher McNally is in it, and he is coming back in a new mystery. So a little prequel to him and, some of his acting and all of that fun stuff. Plus Julie Gonzalo is, we both would like to see a conclusion to Cut Color, so it has some tie-ins. It's gonna be fun. All
All
right,
right.
what did other people want to see?
So, Mystery Island.
Of
We have
course.
another vote for Haunted Harmony,
Yeah.
Cut Color Murder,
Of course.
True Justice, Family History Mystery.
Really?
Someone wrote The Wedding
Interesting.
Planner. Cut Color Murder, Jane Mysteries. So,
Did
someone
you vote
else is with me
yourself?
there. I did not vote. That was not for me. Let's see. Cut Color Murder, Haunted Harmony. Another Haunted Harmony. Francesca Quinn, we got one. Cut Color Murder. A lot of Cut Color Murders. We also have Nikki and Nora, Crime Time, Dancing Detective, another Cut Color Murder, Haunted Harmony. And those are pretty much the most of the ones that I'm seeing. So Cut Color Murder
Tyler.
was that seemingly what people voted on the comments. That was the big winner there.
Okay, so folks over at Hallmark, if you're listening, Cut Color, need to have another one. That's
That's
what the fans
interesting.
want. You say you listen to the fans have spoken. We both made both of our lists. And like I said, the re only reason why it's so low on my list is I'm feeling like I'm giving up. So pull me back in before I'm completely moved on and I just have no interest in that resolution. So, and then plus, I mean, Stacey Harding, the director, we talked to her. She is so good and she teased with, where it could go and all that. So yeah, give us some more Cut Color. There we go. I'll go with a mess. All right. Good times, Andrea. We recorded really early today because you have a big tennis match. I got to go get going on with my day, but this was a lot of fun. It's always interesting to see. I was actually surprised because when we did our rank in 2023, we had a little more spot-ons, whereas this time we were a little bit off. But I guess we had 3 years of movies to do. But for the most part, we had some similarity, and we knew where we were going to be. We knew where we were going to be coming in different.
Yep.
All
Oh, we'll
right.
see, Eric.
Have a great day.